You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I started our conversation today with talking about the struggle that I feel. Because on one side, I'm certainly happy that the Royals went. I mean, I was at the game on Saturday, so I'm happy that the Royals went. But part of me also wanted the Royals to go winless in the month of June just so they could understand the urgency of what I think they need to do and how bad the last 30 days have been for the Royals. Here's our conversation with Denny Matthews.
Well, that's one or two ways of looking at it, I guess, but I understand what you're saying. I don't really have an opinion on that. I just kind of take each homestand, each game as it comes, and then we kind of lump them all together and see what we got. But it wasn't a great homestand, let's be honest about it. And I just feel like the Royals let one or two get away in the Rays series. But the Dodgers are very good, and we played well Friday night and Saturday. And then not so much yesterday. The offense had gone away after the first inning, and we got one run on a double and a single in inning number one, a single and a double in that order. And then from that point on, the Royals got only three singles for the other eight innings, and one of those three singles was a bunt single, so there wasn't much offense. And that was the story in the Rays series. So a very good offensive game on Saturday, nine runs. And then, as I said, they played really well on Friday night. They could have won that game with a couple of timely hits and a play being made. But it wasn't to be. The Dodgers are a very good team for a very good reason. And, so I thought they played quite well against the Dodgers, but against Tampa Bay was a little disappointing.
So Vern has the saying of you kind of have to pick your struggle, where the Royals struggle with hits with runners in scoring position, and they also struggle with power. The Royals in 14 and 15 were not a home run hitting team, but they were great at getting that timely hit that you just mentioned and getting that hit with runners in scoring position. I think that's your frustration with the Royals offenses. It feels like right now there's a lot of holes on the boat and you're not really sure which one to plug.
The offense is very soft at the bottom of the lineup. I think everybody can see that. You don't have to look that hard. The runners in scoring position has been an ongoing problem, and it was solved for one game, but one game does not a series or a homestand or a season make. The home runs, it is not a home run team playing in a ballpark which does not yield many home runs. So you've got that looking at too. And yeah, you got to look at it in that manner. And they're not a home run hitting team. They don't play in a home run conducive ballpark. So that's what you got.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I've been trying to figure this out of, I mean, this was an offense last year around this time that was fairly capable. We looked this up a couple of days ago. You know, heading into last year's All-Star break, the Royals were 11th in offense. The Royals had like 50 more home runs than they do at this point. Like, This wasn't a great offense by any means, but this was a above league average offense. We sit here today, and the Royals are last in so many important categories. They're last in walks. They're last in home runs. They're last with runners in scoring position. Like so many of those key areas that I'm a little confused at how this offense got to this point in such a short period of time.
I think there's an old saying, Carrington, that goes something like this. I'll probably mess it up, but here we go. The team runs only as fast as its lead dog.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you figure last year the Royals really had three lead dogs. Witt, Pasquantino, Perez. Those were the three lead dogs. The three lead dogs are not running as fast as they did last year, thus neither is the team. And maybe that's the best I can do on that one because, as I said earlier in our chat, the bottom part of the batting order has yielded very little offensively, leaving it up to the top five or six. Well, it's been a lesser year offensively for the three lead dogs. And I think that's one of the big reasons why we're talking about what we're talking about.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I want to get your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani. There have not been many players in the history of baseball who can throw a pitch 101 miles an hour and then turn around and hit a home run in that same series. He truly is a special, very unique player.
Yeah, unique, freak, special, a lot of adjectives you could put on him. The amazing thing to me, think about it this way, big league hitting is tough, and big league hitters have their own routine. They have what they do before the game. They have how much batting practice they want to take or how much they don't want to take. Big league pitchers, same way, same routine, whether they're out of the bullpen or starters. Every pitcher has his own routine, and it takes a while to go through your whole routine, either as a pitcher or a hitter. Ohtani has to do both. Now think of that. What time does in the morning does he start his routine? 5:30 a.m. for a 7 o'clock game? I don't know. But, yeah, that's uncanny. It's amazing. It's unique. It's, in some ways, maybe almost impossible, but he's doing it. And, yes, he is fun to watch. Thing that impresses me the most about him, he's big. He is of size, as my former partner, Buddy Blattner, would say about a big player. He is of size, and he can run. He's fast. He's got, 11 stolen bases? So I want you to kind of do some research after we're done talking. I want you to do research and find out and tell me what he can't do.
What really stands out to me about him is baseball is a very difficult thing to do. Like they always say, the hardest thing in sports to do is to hit a baseball. He's obviously really good at hitting a baseball, and then he can turn around, and if he really focused on it, he could be an all-star level pitcher. Like one person is not supposed to make baseball seem as easy as he does.
No, That's a good way of putting it. It's not an easy game. It's as much mental as it is physical. And Ryan and I were talking about that on the broadcast yesterday. So to keep it together mentally, to do the things he can do physically, it's pretty remarkable.
Denny, I want to get your thoughts here really quickly on Jack Caglione. He had the ground into a double play on Friday night that ended the game. He's 85 at-bats in, hasn't gone maybe the way that a lot of people certainly hope for it to go. What are you seeing with the young guy in his first 100 ABs?
Number one, it's the big leagues. Number two, what he is struggling with now is identifying pitches. Identifying pitches he should swing at, he can swing at, he would be productive swinging at, and pitches that he can't swing at because he can't handle them. Every hitter has soft spots in his swing. Every big league pitcher tries to find them and work to those spots. But he's been getting a steady diet of pitches down and especially down and in. Now, most left-handed batters, and he's one, like pitches down. But when they're down and in and not strikes, they're very difficult to handle. And that's what he's going to have to figure out. And he will. Don't worry about him. He's going to figure out which pitches he can swing at, which he has to let go. Now, with two strikes, you have to be a little bit more defensive, obviously. Just make contact, put it in play. But right now, he's having trouble identifying big league pitches in big league spots.
Denny, watching him over these first handful of games or so, he feels like a player that at least right now was a little bit stuck. He was certainly too good for the minor leagues. He was dominating Double-A, dominating Triple-A, but also a player just at his age and his experience, probably not ready to be an everyday player for you in the lineup. I mean, I'm just looking at it. To me, the Royals have to keep him up here. I'm just not really sure what going down to Omaha is really going to help him at this point. To me, you got to allow him to kind of sink or swim on his own and kind of work these things out here at this level.
Well, I think that's what happened when they brought him up. That was the thinking, I think, when they elevated him from AAA to the big leagues. And some guys adapt immediately. That's rare. Some guys, it takes time. And that's the usual procedure. So I think he's in that period of time where he's adapting, trying to adjust, trying to figure out what big league pitchers are doing to him. And it's now it's up to him. And that's what baseball is, pitcher against hitter, constant adjustment for both ways, pitchers adjusting to the hitters and vice versa. And it goes on all the time, game to game. Sometimes it goes plate appearance to plate appearance. And he'll understand that. Maybe he does now, but he's in the way of just adjusting to that physically. So, yeah, as I said, it's a mental and physical game, and sometimes they collide, the physical and mental within your system. They collide, and then you got to fight your way out of that. So it's not easy. Nobody ever said it was. And even the best hitters are failing 7 times out of 10 plate appearances. So, yeah, it's tough.
Denny, I'll get you out of here with this. You know I love asking you questions that I've never asked you before. Tomorrow, if you had to compete in the hot dog eating contest, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 10 minutes?
Two with mustard.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show today. Denny, have a great 4th of July. We look forward to catching up with you after the holiday.
That sounds good. I'll do it if you'll do it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.